Welcome back to Dallas Discusses, your anime podcast. So, recently, I was rewatching Hunter x Hunter because when it's the summer months, I feel like I get this automatic sense of nostalgia for the first time I watched it, which was in like May of 2020. And the first time I watched it, I was just in a really good place, even though it was, you know, quarantine era. I was constantly swimming and hiking and having a great time, and Hunter x Hunter just reminds me of that. And I also just realized that I have said it two different ways this video, this podcast episode already. Hunter x Hunter and Hunter x Hunter, so we're already off to a great start. From here on out, I think I'm going to be referring to it as Hunter x Hunter, but apparently who knows. So, back on track, I was just rewatching it, and I was thinking, what makes an anime rewatchable? And so, at first I was like, well, it's just if you like it. But then I was thinking like a little bit deeper, and that's not all true, because I loved Erased, it's one of my all-time favorite animes, but would I ever rewatch it? Probably not. Like, knowing what I know about all the characters and about what happens, I just think that it would be stupid to rewatch it. But something like Yuri on Ice, oh my gosh, I could rewatch Yuri on Ice time and time again. And then there's some things like, another one of my all-time favorites is Toradora. I don't know if I'd ever watch it again. I think it was charming the first time, but I don't really have a need to watch it again. But Assassination Classroom, I would watch 1,000 times over. So basically, my idea was to make a checklist of like what I would want in a show to rewatch. So check number one in the rewatchability meter is, did you like it the first time? I feel like this is a pretty obvious one, but it's important. Like, there's some animes I watch that I'm like, all right, I'll finish it, but do I necessarily like it? Not really. There's one anime in particular that comes to mind when it's one that I wasn't necessarily interested in, so obviously I would never rewatch it again if I wasn't like super into it. I'm trying to remember what it was called. It was about women playing a sport, and now I can't even remember which sport it was, so clearly it didn't mean that much to me. I think it was Hanabato. Let me double check that. Now see, I should have made a list of like what I was thinking of. Yes, it was Hanabato, and I'm brilliant. They play tennis. So yeah, that I watched the entire season of it, that's all there is. And I thought, yeah, this is fine. So I would never rewatch it, but then an anime that I've rewatched the most time is Oren High School Host Club. I loved it, so obviously it has like a crazy amount of rewatchability. Okay, so that's like the easy getting out of the way normal checkpoint. The second one is there enough substance to rewatch it? So in some animes, I like to go through and see the things that I might not have noticed the first time I watched it. If you hear that noise in the background, my dog is in the room, and I'm not gonna kick him out, so I apologize, but, anyway, like, rewatching Hunter x Hunter, there's so many things that, like, I feel like I missed, the first time I watched it that I could really pick up on now. But with things like, again, circling back to Toradora, am I gonna get anything out of it like the second time I watch it? I personally don't think I would, so I don't. I was going to say that length also plays a part into it, but it really doesn't, because if there's an anime that checks all the other boxes and it's super long, I'm not gonna care. like Hunter x Hunter, like maybe I might skip the last 50 episodes because I'm just not into them. But like up until then, like length doesn't matter. I don't know. So that was going to be box number 3, but it's like optional. Do you know what I mean? So the real box number 3 for me would be the, I'm trying to think of a good way to phrase it, the twists and turns. So like if it's an anime with a lot of twists and turns like erased and that adds to it, that's great for your first watch through. But once you've already like uncovered all of that, it's like, oh well, I know what's happening, so like what's the point? And I feel like it's that way with a lot of like crime or mystery oriented animes, like The Promised Neverland. Great anime. Well, season 1 was great. Not really a fan of season 2, but whatever. I personally feel like it has a lot of turns and like secret, not secrets, but you know what I mean. That just like wouldn't really make me want to rewatch it. So that's another one. But an example of one that I would watch again that kind of has twists and turns is like Demon Slayer. I feel like that kind of has a few like oh my gosh moments, but I would still rewatch it. But like what anime or TV show or movie or anything would like doesn't have twists and turns? Like I feel like that makes it a good thing. You know what I mean? All right, so final like box that I would like to check is there something better I could be watching? And so this one's kind of personal for me. Like they all are, they're my own thing, but this one is like, am I wasting my time re-watching something when I could be watching something else? So if I, like right now, I was watching Hunter x Hunter, like literally 15 minutes ago when I was working out, and I was thinking, yeah, this is good for right now because like my attention is mostly on running, not anything else. So like what else would I be doing? But right now, if I were to, like after I finish recording this, if I were to go and watch something, I would feel like I would be wasting my time rewatching something when there's so many good animes out there that like I've yet to watch. Like my list is so long and it's constantly growing, and not even just of animes, of movies and TV shows and everything. It's so stressful. So like I never know. Like right now I started Cheer Boys like 2 months ago, and then I started rewatching other stuff and I was like, great, like now what? So I don't know. I think I just need to find one that I'm like super into, and then I won't need to rewatch anything. But you know, that's how it be. All right, so I got that bulk like topic out of the way. So for the last few minutes of the podcast, I just want to talk about some other stuff. So I'll see you then. Again. So as I kind of already established, I'm rewatching Hunter x Hunter. There I go again, calling it that. But I'm thinking of like what I want to really get into. So I started Cheer Boys. I don't think I'm gonna finish it. It's not my vibe. Like I love sports animes, don't get me wrong, but there's so many sports animes that I love so much more than Cheer Boys. Like, I'll just watch Free again. Free has extreme rewatchability, if you were wondering. And going on my, like, watch list, the most recent one I, finished that was not a rewatch was K-On!. But I've never watched Fruits Basket. I feel like that's one of the, like, huge animes, super popular, that I actually never got around to watching. And I'd love to. So, you know, maybe we'll think about that. I did find this anime about OCD. It's called Clean Freak Ayama-kun, but I don't know, like, I've never heard anyone talk about it. I've never heard of it. I literally specifically looked up animes about OCD, because if you're just a listener to the podcast and not, like, a personal friend, you probably don't know that I have OCD. Like, it's a pretty big part of my life, so I like to see representation of it in the media. Of course, why wouldn't I? So, those are some, like, options. But I also just re-downloaded Genshin Impact. There is such a story about Genshin Impact in me. So, I started playing, I want to say, like, I'm trying to think of the banner that was on when I started playing. It was the one before Zhongli's rerun, because Zhongli was the first 5-star I ever pulled. Who was that? I don't know. I'd have to look in the archives. But whatever. Nonetheless, it's been a while. Way before, like, Inazuma or anything like that. It was a while ago, so. Okay. I'm just trying to, like, establish a timeline in my head right now. So I got it. Loved it, of course. Later that year, I started spending a lot of money on it. And when I say a lot of money, I don't mean like $5 here or there. I mean, I probably spent like $1,000 on it. And my parents had to step in, which is so embarrassing. Like, it shouldn't have gotten to that point. And they were like, you can't keep spending money on this. So I deleted it. Then a couple months ago, I re-downloaded it. And I found myself, like, starting to spend money on it again. I was like, I can't do this. So, deleted it. I'm re-downloading it again, and I'm really setting limits for myself, because I can't, like, I feel like I can't be tethered down by, like, not, like, I love that game. I don't want to not be able to play it, so I'm gonna limit myself. $10 a month. That's all I get to spend on it. Whatever. That's just how it's gonna be. So, baby steps, people. So I just re-downloaded it literally like today. I didn't open it up yet because I'm gonna have to do like downloads and stuff, but that's where I'm at in my video game life. Actually, the last time I never really talk about video games on this podcast, because obviously it's not the place. It's an anime podcast, not a video game podcast, but I feel like it overlaps. So, yo, if you're ever looking for, like, fun games to play, especially, like, slice-of-life type games, message me, whatever, _DallasDalWoodruff on Instagram, or just DallasWoodruff on Snap. Message me. I'll give you all the recommendations, anime, video games, TV shows, movies, music, anything. I love consuming media. In other shows that I'm watching, in case you're curious, we're watching Degrassi Next Generation and Criminal Minds right now. So, yeah. And I guess I could give a little bit of a life update, since you guys haven't heard from me in a hot minute. I just finished my junior year of high school, which is insane, because I'm gonna be a senior. What? I'm working on an internship with my local, news station on TV. I'm going to Europe in, like, 2 months, not even, which is crazy. Like, lots of cool stuff coming up. So, I'm still just going to post on this podcast as needed. Not as needed, but, like, as an idea comes to me. Like, while I was watching Hunter x Hunter, I was just like, yeah, might as well make a podcast episode. So if things like that come up, I definitely do want to continue this podcast, and it's just hard. I talked about the importance of mental health in my last one, and that still stands. I still need to prioritize myself. And sometimes pulling out the podcast mic and thinking of an idea is too much work. I'll be honest, but I do want to push myself, especially during the summer, to keep with it. So I hope that tons more episodes come your way. And I hope you keep listening to them, because it really means a lot to me when people tune in. So thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye.